juice. Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages. Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Civil society urges government to reconvene talks on Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7. Zambia's annual inflation falls to 14.1% in June. And Japan arrests primary school teachers for sharing upskirt photos.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. A consortium of civil society organizations has urged government to urgently hold a high-level meeting with stakeholders to chart the way forward on Constitution Bill No. 7. This follows the presentation of the bill in Parliament yesterday by Justice Minister Princess Kasune for committee review. Speaking at a press briefing, Consortium Chairperson Isaac Mwanza has stressed the importance of adhering to the consultative roadmap agreed upon under President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership. He has warned that any deviation risks eroding trust and undermining the reform process. Mr. Mwanza has called for the immediate reconvening of consultations and reactivation of the stakeholder committee to restore public confidence.
In light of the formal introduction of Bill 7 in Parliament, we urgently call for a structured and high-level meeting between government and civil society stakeholders to determine the way forward, particularly regarding the agreed mechanism for incorporating feedback and setting realistic timelines. It is imperative that all government institutions, ministries, and public officials act in a manner that aligns and gives effect to the roadmap agreed upon during the consultative meeting convened by His Excellency the President.
The Zambia Statistics Agency, ZAMSTAT, has announced a drop in annual inflation to 14.1% for June 2025, down from 15.3% in May. Speaking at a press briefing, ZAMSTAT Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda said the slowdown reflects lower price increases in both food and non-food items over the past year. She said food inflation fell to 16.7% from 17.9%, driven by price changes in cereals, fruits and vegetables, and that non-food inflation also dropped to 10.3% from 11.6%. Ms. Mudenda has also reported that Zambia's economy grew by 4.5% in the first quarter of 2025, up from 2.2% in the same period last year.
This means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 14.1% between June 2024 and June 2025. This development was mainly attributed to price movements in both food and non-food items. For the annual food inflation, this decreased to 16.7% from 17.9% that was recorded in May 2025. And this was mainly on account of price movements in cereals, including breakfast mealie-meal, roller mealie-meal, maize grain, SAM, and rice.
The Alliance for Commodity Trade in Eastern and Southern Africa, ACTESA, says only 20% of the $90 million smallholder farmers in the COMESA region have access to quality improved seed. Speaking at the launch of the COMESA Regional Seed Certification and Labeling System in Chongwe, ACTESA Chief Executive Officer Dr. John Mukuka said this limited access contributes to food insecurity, with 130 million people facing chronic hunger and poverty. Dr. Mukuka has noted that while the region has a potential feed market of 2 million metric tons, it currently accesses less than 500,000 metric tons.
The region of feed market is too fragmented into small national markets, and this has to operate feed policies and regulations different from other continental feed. This company therefore enters into the national feed market separately and in business. This is not only helping for the system, but also results in prolonged delays before feed or food buyers can find their way to the next small farmers in the Kometa region.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Agriculture Director of Plant Quarantine and Phytosanitary Services, Kenneth Msiska, said Zambia's feed industry remains one of the strongest and most competitive in the COMESA region.
This allows the government to pay a greater role of the feed sub-sector while embracing the private sector to bring on board support through production, technology, innovation, and equipment for enhancing feed development through trading, selling, and distribution of seed in Zambia at regional level and beyond. As a result of this policy development, Zambia's seed industry is one of the strongest and the most competitive in COMESA and the Sub-Saharan African region.
Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, says the organization has remained committed to fighting poverty over the past 25 years, despite facing policy and political challenges. Speaking at the 25th anniversary, CSPR board chairperson Patna Siavutuba has reaffirmed CSPR's dedication to advocating for policies that empower civil society organizations, CSOs, to drive national development and reduce poverty. He has, however, raised concerns over the continued challenges in implementing the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, citing limited capacity at the community level to effectively manage the funds.
Our call for now as CSPR is to continue advocating for a policy and political environment that enables civil society organizations to thrive and make their contribution. The fight against poverty is never over. Statistics are very clear that poverty levels are on the increase, and unless we begin to get together, put our political differences aside and rally around a common vision to alleviate poverty, then we shall not be able to get where we want to get to.
Meanwhile, former CSPR Executive Director Patrick Mucheleka has noted that poverty remains a major issue in the country and emphasized the vital role CSPR and CSOs play in representing marginalized communities.
The challenges are there. It's how we deal with the issues of poverty. Who will be there to speak for the marginalized? Our people who are especially living on the margins in the rural areas. This is where CSPR becomes very, very important. It is as relevant as it was 25 years ago. And it's still relevant today. Perhaps even much more. You need to sit at the table.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, government has confirmed that the high-resolution nationwide aerial geophysical survey remains on track for completion by mid-2026. Ministry of Mines